Could you talk a little bit about your experience with NALIRI 5FU in terms of tolerability and efficacy?
So in terms of the tolerability of the treatment, we more or less are able to get patients through the treatment, but then again, we do the following things. In most patients, I would still start with the full dose that's recommended, which is 70 milligrams per meter squared of the NALIRI. However, I also start with lower dose, like 50 milligrams per meter squared, in patients who I feel that they need the dose reduction. For example, patients who've had a lot of problems in the front line, patients who've had radiation treatment as part of their treatment prior to getting the NALIRI, patients who are older. So I really use judgment here. So I don't start everyone with the 70 milligrams per meter squared. I also do the UGT1A1, which can give me an indication of how to reduce the dose of the iron tincan in patients who have the Gilbert syndrome. Now, the side effects that we see with this treatment are what we expect with a regimen which includes iron tincan and 5-FU, although in some ways I have been seeing less side effects than I would expect, and it's partly because the way I have been dealing with their side effects, being more proactive in terms of the diarrhea, I don't really see much in the way of neutropenic complications. If anything, it's going to be the diarrhea and also the nausea, the vomiting, hair loss, and we've been managing them relatively well. In terms of efficacy, as you recall, the NAPOLI 1 phase 3 trial showed that the combination doubled the progression-free survival and also improved the overall survival. The median overall survival was improved by approximately 2 months, maybe just under 2 months. So overall, it's a regimen that has been well-tolerated, and there have been updates on its efficacy, and again, confirming that it's an active regimen in the second line. Certainly, I see more of disease stabilization than I see big reductions in the size of the tumor, but I've had patients who've been on it for a good number of months. Again, we try to be very careful in the dose reductions when necessary and closely monitoring the toxicity of the regimen, seeing the patients maybe more frequently to start off with, especially the older patients who go on it.
One of the people in the audience asked the question, could you compare NALIRI 5-FU leucovorin to FOLFIRI?
So no one has really done a study to do a head-to-head comparison. The idea of the NALIRI or the non-liposomal iron tincan is that the way the pharmacokinetics and the pharmacodynamics of the drug go is that it's retained in the tumor longer, the tumor environment. And it's a long discussion about this. However, what it really means is that the exposure of the tumor is more efficient exposure of the tumor to the drug, to the active drug, and also the active metabolite. Having said that, I mean, you can see the proof because you're using a lower dose of the drug than the iron tincan and the FOLFIRI. The side effects are probably, the quality of the side effects will be similar, but the intensity of the side effects, from my experience, we're seeing less side effects than the FOLFIRI. Now, in terms of efficacy, I'm not sure if it's going to be much different or any different, although at least based on the experimental evidence, it's a better drug than the straightforward irinotecan. And there will not be any study to compare them head-to-head, but at this point in time, based on what we have known about the use of FOLFIRI and irinotecan in this disease, there is evidence based on that NALIRI works better than the irinotecan. Again, there might be other studies in the future that we will have with FOLFIRI. It may shed more light about the differences between the two, but biochemically speaking, biologically speaking, it is a better drug when it comes to tumor exposure to the active cytotoxic moiety.